Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
To the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, some events, and just general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, and I'm broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and by Kicks Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell family and friends in the surrounding counties. Remember, we've got about an 80-mile range, so we cover a lot of the surrounding counties, but it gives you a chance to let them know, and they can catch the evening rebroadcast. If you do let them know also from other states, your family and friends can even listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. Thank you, Delhalla Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Call starting today and give us names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing, remember, includes the week of November the 6th through today. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Somebody will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen ice cream cake on today, and it could be you if your name's drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their good breakfast and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up your certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of November the 13th through November the 19th. When you call, please wait for the tone to start speaking, and speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. Thank you, callers. I love hearing from you, and I love hearing that you're really, really enjoying those ice cream cakes. We're very happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for somebody. I want to give a little shout-out, too, to the owner, Frank Walters, for his sponsorship for the ice cream cakes, but also for all of his other contributions with the various activities within our community. He's just a good guy. We've got a good show for you during the next hour, so go grab that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about local Clay County happenings. Don't forget to get a little piece of paper and a pen, too, because you want to write some of this stuff down. We'll be discussing information with Dr. Mark Gearing, and we'll be talking with Candy Power, who's the new marketing director at Cumberland River Hospital, and later on with Daniel Stewart, who's the school resource officer, and he's going to talk about Christmas for Kids. We'll return in just a short minute after this short break with our sponsors, and I'll have Dr. Mark Gearing on board.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Whoa, a digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Glad you like it. We can finally toss out that old massive stereo.
Mom, you can't just throw out electronics. They need to be recycled or donated.
Recycled? Like aluminum cans?
Yeah. You just go to greenergadgets.org, enter your zip code, and it tells you where the nearest certified recycling center is.
I knew that.
Okay, Mom.
Recycling electronics is as easy as buying them. Log on to greenergadgets.org to find electronics recycling options near you.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner, and I committed my first big faux pas. I have been saying Dr. Mark Gearing, and that is totally wrong. It is Dr. Gilbert Gearing, so please excuse my error, and that was a big one. But I want to say on behalf of the Clay County Chamber, 3-star, and everybody, welcome to Clay County. We are so glad to have you, and I've heard a lot of good things about you already in the community, so that's a wonderful thing. So welcome, Dr. Gearing, and as our newest physician, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your family and so on?
Yeah, I'm originally from Ohio, but it's just too cold up there.
Yeah.
And I came to Tennessee 29 years ago and
wow.
Did my residency and fellowship at ETSU in Johnson City, and we fell in love with Tennessee then and have been here since, except for military commitments. Since 86. I've been with the same girl 45 years. We've been married 42, high school sweethearts, from a little farm community in Ohio, and our families still run those farms.
Wow.
And we wanted, after I settled down, getting out of the military, a place that was in need and beautiful and low crime and nice weather.
Well, thank you for picking us, and we do have all those things. We're definitely low crime, and we've got a beautiful four-season area, you know, but we've got all those beautiful climates to go through. Sometimes it does get a little humid and stuffy in the summer, but that's usually just brief. So that's what seems to draw a lot of people to our area. We've had a lot of retirees actually move into Salina that have enjoyed the lake. Have you been able to enjoy the lake yet?
Yeah, I love Del Hollow, and I've been a scuba diver since 69 and teach scuba diving, and I'm one of the few people that dives out there and fishes out there.
Yeah, there aren't that many divers. We used to have a lot more. I don't know what made that transition, but we've got a sunken area, the school, the old school, and cemeteries and different things under there. Have you been to visit those yet?
I haven't seen the old village that was flooded yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty interesting. I understand from the people that have been here to dive.
They probably will this winter.
Good. Ooh. Well, it'll probably be warmer under there than it will above.
With the right gear on its feet, I can swim under ice even.
Doesn't bother you. So what branch of the military were you in?
I spent 26 years in the Army and was deployed all over in 7 different combat missions.
Wow, well, you've got a pretty extensive background. I have a son that just got out. He was short term, about 3 years, and so I have a big appreciation for the military, just 100%. I always have got a lot of family background with the military. So you grew up in Ohio, and where did you study medicine in Ohio?
Well, I went to Ohio State undergrad, then I finished up in New York at New York Medical College, and my daughter went there too. She's a doctor in Pittsburgh. So we both graduated from New York Medical College, which is just north of New York City. I went there because it's a school, and I'm not Catholic, but I'm an extreme pro-life person. So
mm-hmm.
We both went there for, so we didn't have conflict.
So that was a good fit.
Yes.
Well, maybe you can coerce your daughter to move in this direction at some point.
My daughter's
probably not.
A super specialist, and she has to be in an area of about a million people, because she just does seizure surgery, that's all.
Oh, wow. That's a new venue.
Yeah, wow.
Well, for everybody that's listening out there, where is your office located?
I'm at the hospital here in Salina, just on the first floor there.
Okay, and that's, as you pull in, you can see it clearly over to the right by the helipad, actually.
If you go to the helipad or the first place you see us, our little office.
That would be you. What services are you going to be providing to Clay County?
So one of the new things is that we'll be seeing prenatal people and pregnant people, and right now they don't do obstetrics here in Clay County, but mm-hmm. I'll see them all through pregnancy, and I'll be delivering in Livingston, Tennessee, at their hospital.
I believe the majority of our OB patients do go either to Livingston or Cookeville. So
right.
I heard about that in the community, you know, not officially, but I had some people asking me, actually from Kentucky, I hear you're getting a new OB doctor, and I couldn't answer that question because I was unaware at the time. So, but they were very, very excited, too, to be able to be seen throughout their pregnancy closer to home. I think she was telling me that they would always have to drive to Bowling Green, maybe, to get OB services. So,
in the winter, and if you have a car that doesn't run well or can't afford to gas, it's nice for those patients.
It certainly is. So there's been a lot of interest already generated just about that, about the OB services. What are your other services that you'll be focusing
I'll
on?
I'll be doing a lot of the same things as the other two physicians here in town, Dr. Copeland and Dr. Horn. We both do inpatient internal medicine and care for any age group, basically.
So you are literally going prenatal to, I guess, from cradle to coffin,
right.
If you want to look at it that way. That's kind of scary to say that, but
you're nursing
all,
home at,
all terms of life. Wonderful. Overall, what is it that you want to, that you, Dr. Gearing, want to bring to the residents of this area? What do you want to offer to the residents?
Two or three things that I wanted to come here for. One is to give Dr. Horn and Dr. Copeland a break once in a while, because they've been holding everything down here for years, and give them a little more time off. And to expand services here in the area for people that like for obstetrics, and we'll be doing, I do endoscopy too, scopes, colonoscopes, and EGDs. Right now, we're not offering them in Cumberland at, here in Clay County, but we're trying to get it started back up here, and at least I'll be able to see them and then do them somewhere else, save two or three trips for patients, and maybe save some lives, actually, because people have put off doing colonoscopes.
Absolutely. Just because of having to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And a lot of the citizens here just don't have that transportation available to them, and it's so much easier to say, oh, I'll do that next year, or...
We're all like that.
Yeah, of course. I think maybe the medical profession might be worse than anybody in putting things off sometimes. Either you're overboard in one direction getting everything checked, or you're overboard in the other direction never getting checked, it seems like. But that we have had that before, though. We've had colonoscopy, endoscopy services.
Yes, Dr. Mal,
right.
Here, did a great job and practicing here and just went into emergency medicine.
Yeah, well, that's my favorite thing right there. I love ER. And I love the emergency department. Well, will you be having, it's the season, so are you going to be planning on having clinic hours for flu shots or anything like that, or little special
not
things?
Not yet, because we're just getting started, and you had to order those actually 3 months ago to get them.
Right.
So we're open every day. We're in the office from 8 to 6, Monday through Thursday, and Friday 8 to 4. So we'll be there, but we don't have shots, but everybody else does, right, Aiden? Hospital.
True. Yeah, everybody, all the drugstores have,
but convenient
everywhere
anymore.
You look, you see signs for one immunization or another, and then most especially flu shots. Of course, the flu season extends for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
It goes, I think I heard somebody just a couple of months ago, actually, that was diagnosed with the flu, so that was really unusual. But usually I've experienced it just going through March, maybe.
That's the worst
typically
time.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years?
Well, my wife, I usually do what my wife wants, because we've been together since we were little kids, and she loves it here. Loves it, so wherever she is, I'll be. So she wants to stay here, so I'll be here.
You'll follow her dream.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, it's time for a quick break. We've got to take a break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Dr. Gilbert Gearing.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I have Dr. Now, I've got to mark this out because I've still got Mark written down here on another page. I have Dr. Gilbert Gehring here, and we have been talking a little bit about his arrival to Clay County and opening a new practice with Cumberland River Hospital and some of the services that he's going to provide, and I think probably the most exciting service that he's going to offer us here in Clay County, especially for all you young families and all you ladies out there listening, is OBGYN services. And that's something that we have, well, we've not had it in a long, long, long time. And I'm talking like 30, 40 years probably. We've, and at that time, I don't know that we actually had an OBGYN. You know, we just had our regular local general practitioners that did see and carried them through, and we delivered up here for a while. But that has been a long, long time. Hospital's been here 50 years now this past year, so we've evolved through a lot of changes. And this is a wonderful change, getting OBGYN back here. So we're really very appreciative of that, Dr. Gehring. You did mention some additional practice that you, or procedures that you're going to be doing.
In the office, we'll do ultrasounds for pregnancy and problems like that. And then we'll also offer laser leap surgery for cancer of the cervix in the office, and cryotherapy and colposcopy, all for abnormal pap smears and things like that in the office. You don't have to travel.
Oh my gosh, that is wonderful. That is such a good service that you're providing to the ladies in Clay County. I'm sure you'll do just the typical like minor excisions and of skin blemishes or something. Those are pretty standard everywhere. I just wanted to say that I appreciate your involvement in the community already. I didn't really get to directly see you in action, but on the Salina, Trick or Treat Salina,
I
understand you were up there at the booth and that you were all dressed up, and I hope that a lot of people got to come by and meet you and
Halloween
and welcome
Thanksgiving
you.
Halloween and Thanksgiving are my favorite
mine too.
Times, really. It's just handing out candy and eating.
Well, I don't love the candy so much, but I love the atmosphere. I certainly love that. We do a big deal in our subdivision and have tons of kids that come down through there, but it is a lot of fun. Do you have any other plans for community involvement, or are you just going to kind of take it as it comes along?
Yeah, we're starting to get busy enough in the office and the hospital that that's probably enough.
Yeah, it might kind of limit your ability to get out into the community. So you chose Salina as a good fit for you because you had seen the area, you'd experienced Tennessee, and you obviously have a like of the lake with your scuba background, and we're just extremely fortunate to have you here. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
That everybody's been, you know, just gone out of their way to be nice to my family and I since we've arrived, and easy to move here and fit in because people are just friendly and nice and honest too.
Well, you know, it sounds like a social event in the making to me. Maybe the hospital needs to have a little dinner thing for you. We love to eat around here. That's something that brings us all together, brings us all out. We love to eat. So maybe we should invite your family in one day, Candy. And don't want to get you in trouble, but that would be a really nice thing to do. Put that on your list. Well, Dr. Gehring, I know that you've got a really busy schedule, and I do appreciate you because I was kind of sitting on the edge of my seat thinking, is he coming? Because, you know, it's not easy to get a physician away from a practice, and you're seeing patients, and you've actually got a schedule of patients
right.
that you have to visit. So I will let you go
if
you need to go. I'm sure you do. He's received a couple of phone calls just while we've been sitting here, and I know that he's busy, and he's got a live, aggressive, active practice going on that he's getting together. So thank you so
much
for coming in. I really do appreciate it. And I have Candy Power sitting here. And, Candy, I love your name. I just thought that was so exciting. Yeah, I don't know if y'all caught it or not, but her first name is Candy, and her second name is Power. And I just think that's so intriguing.
It's
what
very
a fun
memorable.
Name. It is. It is. I didn't have a problem at all remembering your name after I heard it the first time. But we did just finish talking with Dr. Gilbert Gearing. And he is a Cumberland River Hospital physician, and he actually wanted to come on and just introduce himself, and Candy made that arrangement. Candy is actually the new marketing director for Cumberland River Hospital, and we're happy to have her here with us today. Welcome, Candy. Thank you for sitting by here.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Susan, for having me on today. I'm so happy to be part of Cumberland River Hospital. This is my fifth week with the hospital. I spent about 11 and a half years at Cookeville Regional, so I'm so excited to be part of the Cumberland River family now. As you know, Cumberland River is a subsidiary of Cookeville Regional.
Mm-hmm.
Cumberland River offers many of the same services as Cookeville Regional, and we have access to all the specialists there.
Wonderful.
One mm-hmm. thing that I'd like to talk about today or remind you about is our outpatient therapy services, our outpatient physical therapy. If you had an injury or a surgery, you can rehabilitate here in Solana.
Mm-hmm.
The office is at the hospital on the main campus. So I think it's a wonderful option for residents to keep them from traveling.
It's actually next door.
It's actually next door to Dr. Gearing's office.
Right. Yeah. How convenient is that?
It is. It's wonderful. We have some wonderful things going on at Cumberland River. We're so excited to become part of the community
mm-hmm.
and to be a little more active. So we want to get out and let the community know what services we are offering now.
You know, the physical therapy department, too, what happens a lot of times, we've had to go elsewhere.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's not easy for some, especially the elderly people that have to get somebody to take them in to therapy performed or their rehab
right.
performed. And the good, what I really like is the fact that you can drive right up to the door and you are on the level field with the office. You just get out and you're right there.
Correct.
You don't have
yeah.
to go upstairs and walk way down halls and up elevators and that sort of thing.
It's very accessible, especially for those that have had a hip or a knee replaced.
Mm-hmm.
You have no steps to climb.
Right.
So
wonderful.
I can't promise what all he'll make you do when you get in there.
But that's true.
You
yeah.
can get in the building.
Yeah, no pain, no gain.
Right.
That's their philosophy, I guess. But, yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful. What other services?
Well,
do you
I just want everyone to keep in mind the services that we have, like outpatient labs,
mm-hmm.
x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to travel to Living Center Cookeville to have those done. As long as you have an order from your physician, we can perform those services here. So I'm not sure if everyone is aware of that convenience.
Right.
I know.
All it takes is a written order.
Right.
And if you're having to go to Cookeville for a specialty service, then just be sure to mention to them, well, you know, I can get that done in Solana
Correct.
At home.
Correct. Especially there's some medications that blood thinners, Coumadin, where you have to have your blood work mm-hmm. done at least once a month. So that's the service that we offer at Cumberland River, where you can just walk in. It's very easy. Come right through the emergency room doors to our registration
mm-hmm.
department, and the lab is there. So very fast, very painless.
It is.
Instead
skilled
of
workers up there.
Very wonderful workers.
Mm-hmm.
I have been so impressed with all of my new coworkers, their professionalism and their love for the community and for their job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of them, you know, are out in the community all the time, and they know all the people that they're treating most of the time, and it takes, you know, you've got to be very responsible and accountable and all that too. So we've also got, let's see, we've got the rehabilitation services, physical therapy, and lab services, and x-ray services.
Yes.
Those are, again, they can pull around the back.
and not have to walk so much, just pull right up to the emergency room and be let out if you still have difficulty getting around, and go right into the emergency room admission office and fill out that paperwork. And then the lab and x-ray department is all, I think it's all upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything's right there together for the outpatient services.
Right. So there's they have general x-rays, and then what are the other imaging services? We've got MRI, CT. We have CT. And but we've got additional services. So always before you leave your physician's office, I guess, in the outlying areas, if you're seeing a specialty, then ask them to write the orders. And,
right.
And they can always just pick up the phone and make sure that it's something that we can do here.
Correct.
And most of the
yes.
time it is.
We want them to make sure it's something that we can do here. I think for the community, it's important to ask, is that something that I can do at home in Solana,
mm-hmm.
near my home?
Right, and it's just a phone
call
then.
Right, because, you know, the doctors in outlying areas, they automatically send patients to where they're close to, but that's not necessarily what's best for you as a patient, and you just need to let them know what's the most convenient thing.
That is so
and
true.
That is kind of whatever.
And, you know, we were discussing, when we met the other day, and we were kind of talking a little bit, and we were discussing the health fair, and I incorrectly thought that we didn't have one in 2015, and we actually did.
2015?
And I think we did, and it was at the recreation complex.
Okay.
We had something down there.
Okay.
And I just missed it completely, because people, and I'm thinking what happened, people were used to seeing it at the hospital and thought, you know, because we all don't hear it out in the community easily. So, but we did have one, and of course we're going to be very hopeful to have one again. And the recreation complex has a lot more room.
Right.
We've always had it at the hospital, and we don't have a whole lot of big space up there.
Well, coming up on December 1st, Harris Healthcare is putting on a senior expo or a senior
mm-hmm.
health fair for some information. We're going to be a big part of that, and it will be at the Senior Citizens Building, or the
that's the community center
community
down,
center, yes.
Which is actually it's community center / government complex
right.
now. So believe it or not, we're sitting here at the historical Clay County Courthouse doing this show, and the county offices used to be in here, and I'm going to say weekly somebody comes by this building looking for the registrar's office or something, and we have not had those offices in this building now for about 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Maybe longer, I can't remember, but I think it's at least 3 years. And so news travels slow sometimes. You know, marketing is tough.
Right, and marketing
everywhere.
Is tough. Yes, but join us December 1st at 1 p.m. It's from 1 to 3. And you'll get probably some goodies and some information for joining us. And it's a good time to fellowship also with other people in the community.
Absolutely. And there will be vendors available. There will be some services provided.
Yes.
And, you know, without a doubt, you're going to get your blood pressure checked. And everybody
right.
loves to
Absolutely.
Know what that is. And you need to keep a baseline always
yes.
of your
vital signs. We're working on getting some flu shots available, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. But that is something we're working on also.
Good. Hopefully, you know, maybe some of the drugstores might step up and come down there and set up a little booth or something and participate in that. So we've covered some of the outpatient services that we do, and, you know, there's another thing that we've got up there that's vital to this area, and not just this area, but areas, is our senior care unit.
Yes.
And that's a very, it's a progressive, it's a closed unit, and it's a very private unit, and they help to take care. I'd like to get somebody back on here if you could,
right.
you know, maybe bring some. We've had people before.
I'd love to. The senior care unit is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I have been very impressed myself to see the difference that it can make in the lives of the patients
right.
that go there. Oftentimes, in our later years,
mm-hmm.
we become riddled with perhaps memory loss or dementia or depression.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all things that they work with the patients on, and they have a psychologist there, a
mm-hmm.
psychiatrist, they have family therapists. So there are lots of resources there, activities therapists,
mm-hmm.
and you can really see an amazing change just by adjusting medications and
right.
therapy.
Right.
But we do accept patients from all over Tennessee. not just in our area. We've accepted them, you know, from a couple of hundred miles away. It's a very specialized unit. There isn't a lot of units like this in the state.
That's true.
So we're very lucky to have that here.
I'm thinking, do we also take patient transfers from Kentucky?
We do.
I know we border.
We also take,
I was thinking we did.
We do take patients from Kentucky as well.
I can recall having referrals
there. We have many referrals from Kentucky as well.
Okay, wonderful. Well, it's time for another quick break. Time flies, actually. You think, you know, it might take a long time getting through this, but it actually goes a little bit too fast sometimes. So it's time for a break. Let's hear from our sponsors.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
This is Susan Bailey back with the Clay County Corner on Kix Country 101.5 FM. I'll continue in just a little bit with Christmas for Kids, but right now it's time for the birthday announcements, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. The announcements today are for November the 6th through November the 12th. On November the 6th, I got several birthdays on November the 6th. Happy birthday to Tanya Day. She was 25 years old, and that is love from Cassandra and Eliza and Letitia and family. Happy birthday on November the 6th to an old classmate of mine, Connie Trowball. She's caught up with me. She's 59 now, and that was in from her daughter, Amy. And also on November the 6th, happy 43rd birthday to Tommy Grogan from Carol. Happy 8th birthday to little Addison Brown, and that's in from Mommy and Daddy. And also on November 6th, happy 26th birthday to Amanda McLaren from Mama and Aiden. And on the 6th of November also, happy anniversary to Leslie and Dennis Cosgrove. It was their 5th anniversary. That was called in from Leslie's mom. And happy birthday to Diana Donaldson, called in from Deborah West. And happy anniversary to Connie and Randall Arms. That was in from Deb West. And also on November the 6th, happy 7th birthday to Darcy Smith. Love from your mom, dad, and your brothers, and from Poppy and Grandma. And also, happy birthday to Ricky Hale Jr., and that's from Pa, Mama, Mandy and Darlene, your sisters, and from Mike Strong. And on November the 7th, happy birthday to Samantha Easterly McLaren from Amy McLaren Dodson, and happy birthday to Sheila Cummins. She was 66 years old. That's from Samantha and Gracie. And happy birthday on the 7th to Tommy Walker from Jeannie, Richard, and family. And happy birthday to Carly Strong. She was 8 years old, and that's from Pa and Nina. And happy birthday, 39th birthday to, I already got that one, Samantha Easley. I didn't tell your age. And also Jonelle McLaren sent that in, too. And on November the 8th, happy birthday to Philip Kirby from Mom and Dad. And happy birthday on the 8th from Jonathan Gilpatrick from Jeannie and Richard and family. And happy 80th birthday to Shirley Scott. Now, this was called in from your younger sister, Shelba. On November the 9th, happy birthday to Beverly Stewart. She was 47 years old. Oh. All right. That was called in from Suzanne, her sister. But her husband, who's actually sitting here, wanted to make sure that we said happy birthday to you too, Beverly Stewart. And that's from, of course, Daniel, and from your sweet little girl, Morgan. And also on November the 9th, happy 67th to Sue Reeser, and that's in from Judy Garrison. On November the 10th, happy birthday 7 years to Halen Garrison, and that's from Mom, Dad, Harper, Nanny, Papa, Daddy, Mama, Harper again, and Tiff and Daniel and Fletcher. I guess I just redid that. And also on November the 10th, happy birthday 25 years to Janessa White from Mama, Daddy, and Clarice. And happy 33rd birthday to Sam York. We love you from Mama, Cornell, Beth, Zayden, and Zaxton. And happy 14th anniversary to John and Claudia West. Love, Mom. And to a lovely sister, Sandra Eads. Happy birthday on November the 10th, and that's called in from your sister, Donna. And on November the 11th, happy birthday 6 years to Isaiah J. Dyer from Nana and Poppy. And happy anniversary to Jeff and Annette Van Arsdale, 4 years, and they were married on 11-11-11. So I had to mention that. That was pretty cool. And that was a call-in happy anniversary from your family. Also on November the 11th, happy birthday to Michael Kiesling, who was 50 years old. That was in from his sister Suzanne. And happy 63rd birthday to Donald Collins from your wife Carol Sue and your sons Dustin and Brandon and from your neighbors and from Leonard and Dory. And also happy birthday on the 11th of November to Sherry Green. She was 52 years old. That's in from Jimmy, Gary, and Mama, and also from Carol Allen and Clarice White. And happy birthday to Sarah Reagan, who is 30 again, and that's called in from Marlena. And on November the 12th, happy birthday to Sandy Smith. That's today. Happy birthday today, Sandy Smith, from Amy McLaren Dodson. And also happy birthday today to Tammy Dolworth, who's 45 years old. And that's from your sister, Jeannie. And happy birthday to Russell West, who's 25 years old. Love, your mom. And that's a bunch of birthdays today. And we'll be pulling the name out of this hat here in a little bit and make that announcement in a short while. So right now I've got a couple people sitting here with me. And if y'all will just introduce yourselves and tell me what your big thing is that's going on.
My name is Jamie Colson. I'm the director of the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition and also First Step Recovery Centers in the Upper Cumberland.
And?
I'm Daniel Stewart. I'm the
deputy for the Clay County Sheriff's Department. I'm also a school resource officer for the Clay County School System.
And you're here today mainly to talk about Christmas, I understand.
Ma'am. This is going to be the third annual.
Third annual. I had it the second for some reason.
Annual Christmas for the kids, annual clothes and toy drive that the Sheriff's Department and a number of other agencies, including Jamie's, help us with this.
Very good. I know last year it was a big event, and there were a lot of things going on with it, there were people asking, where do I get, you know, the information, where do I get my mitten and that sort of thing. How are you going to be able to find the names, and how is it going to be organized this year?
This year we've got the three banks here in Clay County are all going to set up trees. Macon County, Bank Salina, and Hermer Springs Bank is all going to have a mitten tree up this year. The names are submitted through the teacher system, and then they're placed on a mitten. Then those mittens are put on each of the trees. The Hermer Springs children will be on the Hermer Springs tree, and then the K-8 and high school children are going to be on the two over here.
Okay, so they'll kind of be age-appropriate and location-appropriate, or...
Yes.
Yeah.
We also have Santa for All Seasons, which also encompasses the kids that are in custody, custody that have been removed from Clay County. And so we have little angels for those, too, that we disseminate each year to make sure that they have things for Christmas.
Absolutely.
And so those, we still have a few of those left, and those you can call the coalition office or come by, and it's at 243-3334.
243-3334. Let's mention that a couple more times through the show, too, because... We need to be sure that people can have a place to call with questions. Right now, you might not have any, but, you know, it's you think of things along the way. How are the names reported, and what kind of information is needed to maybe get a child on the list? The teachers a lot of times
the teachers report, and then, of course, we also get the kids from DCS that are in Penn City.
So if a local person knows of a family that's in need, can they just call that number, too, or call?
They can call that number. Sure.
Or maybe make sure the teacher.
And if they want to bring some new unwrapped toys or a money donation, we also will take that to the Sheriff's Department, or they can call the Sheriff's Department if they want further information, and I can give that number out also. A lot of people do that, and then there's a lot of anonymous donors. We have quite a few anonymous donors that just want to help in the community, but they don't want the publicity.
Right.
It's really a great thing. The community really comes together for this.
So you might actually have some kids that kind of come in last minute you've not prepared for, and that's why you need this little resource. So that you can grab them.
And then there's some kids that's in custody that's placed in a facility where we have to send
gift
cards to, and then the staff there has to go out and buy for them, and so it helps to have.
Absolutely. Well, we need to take a quick break, and then we'll be back and talk some more about this.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Whoa, a digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Glad you like it. We can finally toss out that old massive stereo.
Mom, you can't just throw out electronics. They need to be recycled or donated.
Recycled? Like aluminum cans?
Yeah. You just go to greenergadgets.org, enter your zip code, and it tells you where the nearest certified recycling center is.
I knew that.
Okay, Mom.
Recycling electronics is as easy as buying them. Log on to greenergadgets.org to find electronics recycling options near you.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey, and I'm in a corner room at the old historical Clay County Courthouse on the square. And we've been talking about Christmas for kids, and I was going to ask, what is there a deadline, like to pick up the mittens? And because there are mittens that are available that you'll be able to get from the three banks in town on the Christmas trees. That's the location to pick the mittens up.
Hopefully this year, in the past, we haven't got the mittens on the tree before Black Friday. This year, we're going to make a extra effort to try to get the mittens out before Black Friday, because a lot of people said that, you know, they can actually buy better and better, more stuff.
Right. At a lesser amount.
Yeah, a lesser amount. Uh-huh. So we're going to try to accommodate them this year.
Good idea.
We're also, the deadline is going to be December 10th for bringing the toys back. And you can bring the toys back to each bank, and then the sheriff's department will retrieve those items. You can bring it directly to the sheriff's department, or you can bring it to the Drug Coalition, which she might want to give you the address on that.
The coalition is located at 139 East Lake Avenue in Suite E, and that's in the same parking area as Twin Lake Telephone and also DHS. So we're right beside down from Twin Lake. And Slana Dairy Burger is on the other end of the parking lot. So there's actually a big parking lot right there, and it's easy to get in, easy in, easy out. And that's right here just on East Lake Avenue, right in the middle of town.
And our phone number again is 243-3334.
Thank you very much for that. We need to make sure and get that out there every time. And the number into the sheriff's office.
It's 243-3266.
3266.
We've done had some calls for some requests, and we need to go through either the coalition or the sheriff's department. The banks, they're just holding the trees for us. That's really their only role in this. It's kind of a central location in all of the communities.
Right. Yeah, that's open pretty much every day, certain hours and everything. So, it is easier to, I guess, get in there where you do business often anyway, most people. So, now the deadline to bring the toys back is December the 10th, and we're hoping to have the mittens on the tree before Black Friday. So that's the day after Thanksgiving when Black Friday occurs. So you can start looking maybe... when is Thanksgiving? 2 weeks? We got 2 weeks from today? Or is it 1 week? I hope not. Get up real soon. 2 weeks from today. So, okay, 2 weeks from today, you should be able to start looking at the banks for the trees here pretty soon. And those trees will be up in the lobbies at the three banks, and it'll be easy to do. Is there a limit on how many names or how many mittens that you can pull from the tree?
No.
So if you just feel like you can support that. And on the mitten, what kind of information is usually given?
Well, it's usually the names aren't... There's only two people, to my knowledge, that know who the names are. The names are given a number.
Okay.
And then they are... That's how they go about doing it.
Well, and then it looks like the gender and the age and like their clothes sizes and those type of
things. Shoe size, clothes size.
Yeah, then the teachers will, you know, the teachers will kind of ask the children kind of off the side, you know, hey, what would you like for Christmas? And
right.
That's kind of how all that's
I can remember last year it had male, female, and the age. And then there were sizes. There were some clothing sizes and shoes, and there were just a couple of requests for a toy, for some toys.
Yeah, but anything's appreciated. I mean, I'm sure they're grateful to get anything.
Yeah, and you know,
some ideas to go by.
Right, and there's always, they love fruits too, and things like that. Just extra things that you can put in, candies and extra things that you can put in just to fill up spaces. And do you suggest that they come wrapped? Or
We prefer unwrapped.
Okay.
That way we
and maybe just in a sack or
right
a gift sack.
Right. We last year we had the high school kids wrap. We had a big wrapping party and
very good
and
community service hours.
It was a really good It was beta hours and community service hours, and then we realized that we had just put boy or girl on the present, so. Most of what we wrapped, we ended up having to unwrap. So,
lesson learned.
Every year we do this, we learn something new.
Exactly.
What we do with the Santa for All Seasons for the Kids in Custody, of course, that angel, I keep a copy of it. And it's got the number on it. Of course, CCS knows the child's name. And then I give the person that's going to fulfill that request a copy. And so they just stick it in. They do lots of times wrap them, but they stick it in the bag.
Yeah.
And so I can sort through to figure out, like, this sack is just for this child, you know.
Right.
So we keep it organized that way.
Right. I think my problem, I had too many boxes for my bag, so I just had one mitten to stick on it, and I ended up writing on them or something. But, yeah, you've got to have a way to identify your sacks or your bags, too, for sure. But that's a good idea. So you don't have to wrap your gifts that you get for the children on the mittens. And it gives then some of the students in the schools that are trying to earn hours, volunteer hours or community service hours for BETA, FFA, FHA, all of these other organizations, Tennessee Promise, Tennessee Scholar, I think each one of those. Yeah. All of those are good projects. Let's see so we don't have to limit it, and the gifts will be given out when? December the 10th is the deadline to turn
them
in.
December the 10th is the deadline. December the 17th and 18th is going to be our handout day. We're going to do the over here at the coalitions where we're going to hand out on the Salina.
Okay.
This side of the county. And then at the, Hermit Springs Fire Department, the volunteer fire department, I'd like to thank them for letting us
stepping
use their
up.
Facility.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but the force, they're going to let us use their facility to hand out over there. So,
very
like I said,
good.
I'd like to give a special thanks to Cash Express. They really help us out a lot. So,
very good. And further information, again, phone number to call.
At the Clay County Coalition office number is 243-3334.
Okay, and the sheriff's office number?
243-3266.
You can call either one of those numbers for more information on getting the Christmas for Kids. And, Daniel, thank you for drawing a name out for me just then. We have the winner is Carly Strong, age 8. And you can pick up your birthday cake certificate at the Chamber of Commerce anytime today after in about 30 minutes. So be sure to go by there and get that certificate and go get that good old ice cream cake. We're about out of time now, and I just want to say in closing, I want to thank Dr. Gearing and Candy and Danny. I want to thank the Drug Coalition, everybody, for being here this morning and helping us to know about what's going on for the kids at Christmas. And this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. And tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. Please keep our military in your daily prayers, especially those deployed, and also our Clay County youth who continue to recover from serious injuries following an MVA five or 6 weeks now. I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.